This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Caterpillar was out with its quarterly earnings report today. Not pretty is a phrase you might use. Profits down 43% compared to a year earlier. Sales off 16%. The outlook for the heavy equipment maker is none too pretty to boot, which is bad for them. And it's bad for us because ticker symbol CAT isn't just any old company. It's a bellwether for the global economy. And Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports it's not bellwethering very good things.
Caterpillar makes those giant yellow earth-moving things, and it also makes
engines, gas turbines, mining products, locomotives, forestry equipment, very large pieces, very small machines.
Jim Dugan is a spokesman for Caterpillar.
And this is globally, everywhere in the world.
Over the last year, Caterpillar's independent dealers became more interested in reducing inventories rather than building them up. That's because customers weren't buying as much as they or Caterpillar had expected. So the company cut production while dealers let stockpiles shrink.
The two big issues for the second quarter for Caterpillar were inventory reduction as well as a slowing mining business.
And when you're as big a company as Caterpillar, those changes are windows into the global economy. Matt Slaughter is head of Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
Caterpillar's weakness in mining reflects the weakness that a lot of the mining companies themselves are seeing.
Mining companies are seeing weaker demand for their raw materials because demand for commodities like copper or aluminum is down.
And the reason a lot of the prices are weakening for commodities is closely linked with a slowdown in economic growth in fast growth emerging markets like China.
And it's not just China, it's also Brazil and Russia and India, nor is it just mining. Sandeep Kaur is with consulting firm Frost & Sullivan.
As a buyer of capital equipment that is used for infrastructure projects, you know, these buyers right now are nervous.
And Kaur says those jitters could keep the global economy in slow motion for at least the next year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.